Testing 1, 2, 1, 2. Am I right? Since that's the thing.
Cut, cut, cut.
That was terrible.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Let's Talk, where all your problems will be gone.
Active FM, Let's Talk. Luando here in the studio again with my man, Musa, not being here. I know you were expecting him, the blues man, but guess what? I'm being orange alone here. So that's where I am. And you know, orange, I was looking at the meaning behind the color orange, and it actually means friendship, you know. So I look at you as my friends. So interesting. So here I am, and talking about things that matter, things that inspire people, things that encourage people. The only word of God. Yes, it is based on the word of God. Talking about Jesus, because we're not ashamed of Jesus, but we're having some interesting things that we're going to be talking about more about history, because it's good. It's very, very good. There are many things that we learn out of history, and some of these things, we see them happening, and sometimes they happen and we don't see them happening again. Why? Because now they're taking, you know, they happening but in a different form. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we're going to be looking at. So just to, you know, inform you more about what has been happening in South Africa, the whole thing about looting, you know, malls being destroyed and all that. And the last time I heard, it was like around 162, if I'm not mistaken, or 160 malls. But just even that, for me, it was like, yo, that's heartbreaking. You know what I'm saying? How many people just in the mall are being employed and they're losing their jobs? And now when you look at that thing, I mean, in its depth, going through each family, all the kids of a family, you find that they're being supported by that parent, but now she won't have a job. I don't know for how long. He won't have a job. I don't know for how long. There are guys in one of our townships. It's called Fort Loros. And what happened was that when they went to work and they realized that, you know, their mall was actually destroyed, everything was looted. And it's so bad. And I actually saw something on the news, because I think that's actually one thing that I always stand for. I always, you know, think about this, because I believe it's very important, because we're living in a country where everything seems to be, you know, done by the state. Everything has to depend on the state. You know what I'm saying? Everything, it's like for free. Not that I'm against our state or anything, but there's always this mindset of everything is for free. That now, you know, because we have that in our mindset that everything is for free, we can't now even clean our streets, because we believe that, you know, the guys who are employed by the state, by the government, they will come and clean our streets. You know what I'm saying? So it has made us so lazy. The whole idea about everything is for free. You know what I'm saying? It has made us so, so lazy. And it says, unrest, hashtag unrest, SA democracy rescued by strong arms of SA people. So that's what has happened. If you go to Maponya Mall, and that's one of the things that I've noticed. So I have my page open here, and it says the last 6 days have been held. Community activists who guarded Maponya Mall tells Ramaphosa. Cyril Ramaphosa is our president. So what has happened in other provinces, people, they have actually, you know, gone out and surrounded the walls and protected their malls. You know what I mean? So they started, you know, becoming this strong wall, you know, around their malls, and started protecting their malls. So it's interesting, as the community, when we start, you know, taking responsibilities or a responsibility, what happens is that now everything just, you know, becomes back to what? Into order. Everything just goes back to what? To order. So it's very, very important that, you know, we know that we have a responsibility. Your family is a responsibility that you have, your community, your surrounding. When other people, they want to destroy, it's your responsibility that you make sure that as a community, that doesn't happen. You know what I'm saying? So what we're talking about it's very interesting now looking at the Bible, and I will be just, you know, speaking more about what was happening in history, specific in the fourth century. And the name now of the show, it's very, very interesting. You know, it's called Hakuna Matata. It was a song that was actually composed for the movie Lion King. So it says Hakuna Matata, and the original phrase of the word is actually in Swahili. So the meaning of Hakuna Matata, it actually means there is no, or there are no, or no. And matata actually means problems. So now when we say Hakuna Matata, that means there are no problems. You know what I'm saying? There are no problems. Now, we're going to try to link that, obviously, what has been happening. And guess what? There are just so many things that are happening. If you're looking at Europe, I mean, the floods that are taking place. So there are many things that are happening, you know. So maybe you are being affected because, you know, these external things that are happening around us, they really do affect us. I can actually think about one of the videos that I saw of a woman when she stepped into the mall where her shop was. She was like, how am I supposed to rest? How today am I supposed to even sleep? Why don't I just sleep forever? Do you understand what I'm saying? That's how she was depressed. Now I can look at all those families, specific in KZN, where malls have been banned. You know what I'm saying? So those are people's finances. You know, those finances were supporting these people. So now what are they going to do? You know what I'm saying? So sometimes we try to solve problems, but we actually make problems bigger. I remember one my leader actually said, you know, when we go on with our own opinions, because sometimes what the media will also do, the media will just, you know, put lies out there and threaten people, bring fear into people's lives. So when now we, you know, we stick, you know, we adhere to our own ideas, what happens now is that small problems, they become these humongous problems. You know, now we're facing challenges that we're not supposed to be even facing. Why? Because all we're doing is to just put our own opinions. So reading now the scripture, the book of Ephesians chapter 4 verse 23, it says to be made new in the attitude of your minds. To be made new in the attitude of your minds. So that's the thing. You know, when I caught this in the morning, I was like, what? I've never seen this in the Bible. It's actually so interesting because now I am fascinated with just the whole thing about the mindset. You know, I love stuff that is structure. Sometimes I just read more about history just to find structure, because structures like this mechanism that can deliver something, you know, into existence, or that can, you know, maintain something that has been produced for long. You know what I'm saying? And so there are many things that we do. Sometimes I just watch soccer, to be honest. I'm being honest, just to to find their strategy. I'm just looking at the strikes. Oh, you kick the ball. Oh, you run like this. Oh, someone on the wing. Come on, this is how you defend. Like, yeah. So sometimes I just look. And I think, you know, their goals, I feel like, can never be repeated because they were never formed from the beginning. It was just, let me just try kick. And the ball goes into the net. But it can't be repeated because it was never something that was, you know, that came from a strategy, if I can say that. But anyway, so I saw this verse, I was blown away. To be made new in the attitude of your minds. Just to remind you again, before we carry on, just about Active FM. You know, we have so many different shows. So if you love sport, since I was speaking about sport, I mean, you can get to Active FM and you will find everything that it's there. We have everything, anything, any topic that you're interested in. Other people, they speak about relationships. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I'm an expert, but I'm never invited. I'm just kidding. So other people, they talk about tech. Other people talk about history, like me. Other people, they talk about, you know, different, you know, types of sports. So it can be boxing, or it can be racing, all that. So you find fashion. I mean, fashion is there. So you find many things that they are doing. You know, so don't miss Active FM because it's very, very good. And I tell you, you won't be depressed. You won't be depressed. So now looking at this, I think it was very interesting. Again, I just keep emphasizing on this verse. So to be made new in the attitude of your minds. To be made new in the attitude of your minds. Interesting. This is very, very, very interesting. And the problem that we have is that if you're not made new in the attitude of your mind, the only thing that it says is that you stuck, and where you stuck has become your world, your life, you know? Because we need to understand as people that even though I find myself in a shack, and I think I can speak from experience because I've stayed in a shack. You know what I'm saying? And it's not an easy life to come from a shack, and there you are with these kids at school, and they come from these rich families, and they can afford. You know what I'm saying? So, and sometimes people will even associate themselves based on what they have. You know, so it's not a good thing. You know what I'm saying? But we need to understand that though you can be limited in terms of your physical body, but it doesn't mean your mind is limited to your current situation. The problem is that where you are defines who you are, but where you are doesn't really mean it's who you are. I hope that makes sense. But now, to come to that point, that means you need to have a goal. You need to have a vision to say, I live in a shack and I am struggling. I'm not getting enough money. I'm not even driving a car. Yes, there are, in fact, millions of us who don't have cars in South Africa. You know what I'm saying? But I was so blown away. Because now when you look at these other developed countries, and now these people, they actually have a different mindset. Instead of driving, these are rich people, but instead of driving, they just prefer to use a public transport. It's just a way of thinking. But they're not poor. They have nice apartments and all that, you know. They have one of our tallest building. It's the second tallest building now in South Africa. It's called Carlton Center. You know, when you go to these countries and you just see their buildings, their skyscrapers, but they are only apartments for people, and you just know these people are doing well in terms of finances. So, but just using your transport with them, it's not actually being poor. So it's just a different attitude that they have, mindset that they have. But when you come here, it's like, yeah, if you don't have a car, you really struggle. You know what I'm saying? So either you that person, but you see when you have an attitude, not just an attitude, but a renewed attitude. What will renew your attitude is your dream. What will renew your attitude is your goal. Where are you heading to? You know what I'm saying? And the problem is that I was listening to one of the guys that teaches about marriage, and is very good. And he was speaking that about the fact that there are four dimensions of love. So love God with all your heart. So what does that mean? That's a physical dimension of love. Like, wow, didn't know that. And then he went on to say, love God with your strength. That's a spiritual dimension of love. And he spoke about the fact that love God with all your mind. That's your mental dimension of love. And you also have the soul, you know, which is actually the emotional dimension of love. But I was actually thinking about that when people, they make goals, the only thing that they want to fulfill is just the flesh. They never think about their mentality. You know what I'm saying? That's the thing. Now when you never think about what goes into your mind, sometimes you're not able to foresee the consequences. Because now if you think about it, the problem that's actually facing people specific from KZN that have actually looted, the problem is that now they won't even have shops to buy from. There's not enough food. Many people, they don't have shops. You know what I'm saying? So what's coming on them, it's very bad. You know what I'm saying? So looking at all, also the whole economy, you know, circle that we have in our nation is also disturbed. It's also distracted. So now looking at those things is that you can't just focus on one thing, on just, you know, having goals for, you know, for your physical life. You got to think about your spiritual life. You got to think about your soul, your emotions, about your mind. You know what I'm saying? That means you got to think even about what happens after the grave. You know what I mean? You got to have goals even for that. And you will only find that some goals can only be fulfilled through Christ. I remember when we were speaking about this with my guys, that there are only things that that can only be solved in prayer, not with anything else. They can only be solved in prayer. When money can do, it cannot do anything. You know what I'm saying? So that's very important. So now, looking at that, you know, making sure that the attitude of your mind is renewed. That means you gotta have goals. You gotta speak those goals. When you wake up, you go to work, you have to have goals. You have to have dreams. You know what I'm saying? So goals are like the declarations of your dreams, if I can say that. You know, other people, they say goals are the declaration of your faith. You know what I'm saying? So your goals, they actually show that you have a dream. You're aiming at something. And that's the thing, because that thing is driving you when you are in a shack, when you are staying in a room. You know what I'm saying? Because you know in your mind that you are heading somewhere, but at the same time, you know that this house, this room, this shack, you know, me walking to work doesn't define me. Looking at a word, mind, in Greek, so you have the word is nous, and I'll just give you a meaning. The mind comprising are like the faculties of perceiving. So the word faculty itself, it's actually an inherited mental or physical power. So already we're speaking about the mind. So now, just looking at that, breaking that down, that you have inherited this mind. And probably it's a mind, we all know that we inherit genes, which controls even how we think, how we see things. So what I'm saying is that, but that can be renewed. Obviously, it's a process, but that can actually be renewed. And understanding, you know, and those of feeling, judging, determining. Intellectual faculty, the understanding. Reason in the narrower sense. So we can actually go on, and you also have another meaning that says a particular mode of thinking and judging. Thoughts, feelings, purpose, desires. So interesting, this is good. I don't know if you think about this. It's actually saying, so when you renew your mind, it actually means you're renewing your thinking, your thoughts. You're renewing your feelings, even how you feel. You're renewing your purpose, you're renewing your desires. And one of the greatest, I can say actually, leaders, it was actually speaking about the fact that you gotta feel, you need to make sure you feel all the tanks of everything, of every aspect of your life. So we also have four. It's like your mental, you need to make sure that you have energy. Your feelings, you need to make sure that your feelings are in the right mood. Even your mental, at the same time, your physical body. You know, that's why other people will actually jog and go to gym and all that, because they're feeling the tanks of what, of their physical body. You need energy. You know what I'm saying? So most of the times, you find that making decision, it's something that takes your energy, you know, because you have to solve problems, stuff like that. So you were speaking about those things. So it's very interesting that the Bible actually tells us to renew these things. And if you don't have the Word of God, if you don't put God first, you can only renew certain things, but other things you find that are actually, you know, left, and they're like a broken robot light. I hope I'm saying the right thing. Like a robot light, you know, when it's left there, it's bumped by a car and all that, and you find that part of yourself is like that, and you're trying to figure out what's wrong with me. You know what I'm saying? Why? I don't feel at peace and all that. Why? Because there are certain things that are very important that hold your life together, like your spiritual life, that can only be touched, moved by Jesus. You know, only through Christ that can be filled. You know what I'm saying? That can be renewed. So that's the thing. We see the importance of Jesus. Now, let's look at history. I'm about to wrap the show. You know, let's look at history. What was happening in the 4th century? So one of the things that I got, and I believe this is the right information, because someone can just nail me like, ah, you're lying. So I believe that this is the right information. So they were telling us since this was interesting, like, I don't think that's correct, but part of it, I think it's correct because it's something that has happened recently. So they said, since, you know, the beginning of humanity until, like, 200 years ago, the population of the world has actually, you know, got to 1 billion. So since people existed until 200 years ago, people managed to actually get to 1 billion. Obviously, now they go like to like million years, 50 million years ago and all this. So I really don't believe that. But something fascinating that they said was that 200 years ago until now, the population is actually, there has been so much growth when it comes to the population of the world. And it has grown from 1 billion to 7.8 billion. That's the population that we have currently. So now looking at those things, like, wow. So I was actually checking out what was the population of the world in the 4th century, and it was actually 380 million. It's amazing how other things they grow. Regardless, you know, not even considering the fact that other kids are being killed in their mother's womb, you know, not being given a chance to actually live. While us, we have been given a chance to live, but now since we have the chance, we have the right to live, you know, we can't give other people the chance to live. And I find that selfish. That's not good. That's not good at all. So now, looking at history, so I told you, what was the population? Now I'll just give you what was happening. So we learn about Diocletian. He's in Rome, and we know that Rome, I mean, is famous because of their empire and how many, you know, regions that they had, and they were well known, and they adopted many things. From many things, even the technology of Greek and all that, so the science, we can go on. And at the same time, so when now the Roman Empire is actually divided into 4 parts, and you find that now they, what he was doing, he was also creating the same something that, you know, assimilates the idea of democracy that they had before, so that they won't have this monarchy where you have this one king with all power. You know what I'm saying? So he did that. He divided, you know, the kingdom into 4 parts. And now what happened was that, not knowing that later, these 4 guys who are in control, they will actually start fighting. And we find that Constantine, who's, I mean, like, this dominating character in the 4th century, he defeated one of the guys, you know. So, and from there, that's when now he adopted, you know, Christian. And one of the things that Christianity, one of the things I learned was that his mother was a Christian. So now from him going to Theodosius, you know, a Christian became this a state religion, you know what I'm saying, of Rome. So that's just one of the things that we're learning about. But we also learned about, you know, China. So China, they had their own, you know, kingdom, and one of the leaders there, actually, his, I think his name was Jia, he slaughtered many people, And because of the civil war, now China, the kingdom was weakened. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes you look back in history and you now comparing what's happening in South Africa and looking at what happened in China at that time. And I find what happened in China more worse than what has happened recently in South Africa, because there was a civil war and many people, you know, they were slaughtered by the leader. But at the same time, the whole kingdom, the whole country, if I can say that, was actually weakened. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like they were more hopeless than we are today. You know what I'm saying? Compare what happened then and now, you find that what happened then was very bad. You know what I'm saying? And that gives us hope to say, but they moved on. Life carried on. They went forward. You know what I'm saying? And it's just something to say, it's going to be okay wherever you are, whatever you're facing in your situation. That's why we say, akunama. And that's what happens when you have that mind. I'm just connecting all these things together. When you have that mind, you know, that is an attitude that has been renewed, as the word says. Guess what happens? Now you have a mind that has solutions. You can be going through something, but because of your mind, you can just be like, Aguna Matata. You know what I'm saying? Or you can say, Aguna Matata. Whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. So, probably just, you know, say that over yourself if you're going through something. But don't forget, again, to put Jesus. Jesus is very important. You know, Jesus is very important. So one of the things that we also learned about was the, I'll tell you now, it was the Samoyans. I hope I'm saying this word in the right way. It was this, they considered as the people from, but we used to, you know, before this whole thing about the whites, the blacks and all that. So you had other different words that will categorize people. So you had the word Australoids, so people like the Red Indians and all that. So these people, they are believed to have moved from places like Philippines to places like Hawaii, you know, in what part of what's considered is not America today, United States, obvious. So they had their own boats and all that. So they, that's one of the things that we discover. But at the same time, this was interesting because it speaks of where I am right now at this moment. It speaks about the Bantu speaking people have been, you know, migrating through the territory of other peoples. And they have reached the southern tip of African continent. But we also know that as they have been migrating through, you know, the land of other peoples, some of them, they were used to kill these people. You know what I'm saying? And just looking at that, and I hope you are blessed. I hope you are blessed. I hope you are blessed. And I will just say this. Your forefathers didn't come, you know, migrate all the way so that you can give up today. You know what I'm saying? It's obvious. There are many stories being given, you know, to say, when Alexander the Great, you know, invaded Egypt, these people were not happy. So they decided to actually, you know, start coming down, migrating and all that. So that's believed to be one of the reasons why they left, like Sudan, Nubia, what used to be called Nubia, you know, the Nile River, the river in Egypt. So they believe to have come from that, you know, a place. They have come because they wanted to have the land, even though sometimes they got the land in the wrong way, but they had a vision. You know, they wanted the best for their families, for their children, stuff like that. I'm not saying all of them. I'm not there. I don't know more of what was happening at that time. But guess what? I hope you have been blessed, because I have been blessed. Just that verse that says, renew your feelings, your thoughts, you know, your purpose, your goals. Go back. Go back. You know, look at your goals. Have a vision. You know what I'm saying? And now I'm going to give an opportunity, because I'm sure you heard that as I was speaking, I always just mentioned Jesus. Why? Because I have a testimony. I have a testimony I wouldn't even be speaking right now if it wasn't because of Jesus. And it's okay if you don't want to accept him, but you're just going to carry on the way you are. And but if you know that you're broken and you don't know what to do, you don't know what's the what next step to take, and this is the right moment right now to accept Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, all you can do is to just, you know, say the prayer that I'm going to say. Just repeat the prayer. Dear Jesus, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Right now, Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my mind. I believe with all my heart, I confess with my mouth that you are the Son of God. You were raised from the dead, taken to heaven, and right now you are seated at the right hand of the Father, interceding for me. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Hope you are blessed. This is our show. Let's talk.
Welcome to listening to. Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM. Instagram at ActiveFM777 and Facebook at /ActiveFM.